Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, we've got Khalifa of our Hadrat, Hadrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahimahullah Wasi'a. He's Khalifa Muhammad Khurram Siddiqui, who is from Pakistan originally, but he's in Jeddah now, Saudi Arabia. He will be rendering, inshallah, Hadrat Ash'ar, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله حضرت يقدس حضرت مولانا شاه حكيم محمد اختر صاحب نظر الله ومرقده سعرفانا كلام ہے. The title is جس نے سر بخشا ہے اس کو سرکشی زیبا نہیں, جس نے سر بخشا ہے اس سے سرکشی زیبا نہیں. اپنے خالق پر فدا ہو اور غیر اللہ کو چھوڑ, اپنے خالق پر فدا ہو اور غیر اللہ کو چھوڑ. دامن مرشد پکڑ اور نفس کے رشتے کو توڑ, اپنے خالق پر فدا ہو اور غیر اللہ کو چھوڑ. دامن مرشد پکڑ اور نفس کے رشتے کو توڑ. خاک ہو جائیں گے قبروں میں حسینوں کے بدن, خاک ہو جائیں گے قبروں میں حسینوں کے بدن. عارضی دلبر کی خاطر راہ پیغمبر نہ چھوڑ, عارضی دلبر کی خاطر راہ پیغمبر نہ چھوڑ. اور حضرت والا کا ملفوظ کہ ان کے ڈسٹمپر کی خاطر راہ پیغمبر نہ چھوڑ, ان کے ڈسٹمپر کی خاطر راہ پیغمبر نہ چھوڑ. جانے کب آ جائے رب سے تجھ کو پیغام اجل, جانے کب آ جائے رب سے تجھ کو پیغام اجل. راہ گم کردہ نفس کو اس کی گمراہی سے موڑ, راہ گم کردہ نفس کو اس کی گمراہی سے موڑ. اپنے خالق پر فدا ہو اور غیر اللہ کو چھوڑ. دامن مرشد پکڑ اور نفس کے رشتے کو توڑ. تم نے جو رب سے کیا تھا عہد و پیمان ازل, الستُ بربکم کی طرف اشارہ ہے. تم نے جو رب سے کیا تھا عہد و پیمان ازل, نفس دشمن کی وجہ سے اس کو اے ظالم نہ توڑ, نفس دشمن کی وجہ سے اس کو اے ظالم نہ توڑ. میں نے مانا ہے بہارے عارضی تجھ کو لذیذ, میں نے مانا ہے بہارے عارضی تجھ کو لذیذ. دائمی راحت کی خاطر عارضی راحت کو چھوڑ, دائمی راحت کی خاطر عارضی راحت کو چھوڑ. اور جس نے سر بخشا ہے اس سے سرکشی زیبا نہیں, جس نے سر بخشا ہے اس سے سرکشی زیبا نہیں. اس درے جانا پہ سر رکھ اور درے بت خانہ چھوڑ, اس درے جانا پہ سر رکھ اور درے بت خانہ چھوڑ. دامن مرشد پکڑ اور نفس کے رشتے کو توڑ. ہمت مردانہ اے ظالم تو کر اب اختیار, ہمت مردانہ اے ظالم تو کر اب اختیار. راہ سربازی میں اپنی خوہ روباہی کو چھوڑ. روبا کہتے ہیں لومڑی کو, فاکس کو. راہ سربازی میں اپنی خوہ روباہی کو چھوڑ. ہمت مردانہ اے ظالم تو کر اب اختیار, راہ سربازی میں اپنی خوہ روباہی کو چھوڑ. حضرت والا رحمۃ اللہ علیہ کا مقطع کا شعر ہے. دین جس کا ہے اسی پر آسرا اختر کرو, دین جس کا ہے اسی پر, دین جس کا ہے اسی پر آسرا اختر کرو.
کام جس کا ہے اسی پر اپنی سب فکروں کو چھوڑ، کام جس کا ہے اسی پر اپنی سب فکروں کو چھوڑ، اپنے خالق پر فدا ہو اور غیر اللہ کو چھوڑ، دامن مرشد پکڑ اور نفس کے رشتے کو توڑ، جانے کب آ جائے رب سے تجھ کو پیغام اجل، راہ گم کردہ نفس کو اس کی گمراہی سے موڑ، راہ گم کردہ نفس کو اس کی گمراہی سے موڑ.
حضرت والا رحمۃ اللہ علیہ ان فرسٹ اشعار اس فرسٹ کپڑے ہی سینگ، اپنے خالق پر فدا ہو اور غیر اللہ کو چھوڑ. وی آل شوڈ اسٹرائیو ٹو ڈائی آن اللہ تعالیٰ، یعنی یو شوڈ ڈائی آن اللہ تعالیٰ مینس یعنی اینی خواہشات، اینی تھنگ وچ یعنی وی آر یعنی ہیونگ ان آر ہارٹس بٹ اٹ از کنٹراری ٹو شریا اور اگینسٹ دا ول آف اللہ تعالیٰ اور اگینسٹ دا سنن آف رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. سو وی شوڈ لیو دوز ون اینڈ ویل ٹرائی ٹو، یعنی حضرت والا رحمۃ اللہ علیہ یوز ٹو سے دیٹ وی شوڈ کل آور دیز نفسانی خواہشات اینڈ ڈائی آن اللہ تعالیٰ، اینڈ دس از ہی سینگ اور غیر اللہ کو چھوڑ. غیر اللہ مینز اینی تھنگ وچ keeps you away from Allah Ta'ala. For someone this can be haseena, for someone this can be maal, this can be hubb jah. So this is yani ghairullah can be different thing for any for a, based on the person's ahwal and anything. So we should strive to die for Allah Ta'ala and leave our worldly wishes and which are keeping us away from Allah Ta'ala. And the way to achieve this, as Tawara is saying in the next share, he is saying, دامنِ مرشد پکڑ اور نفس کے رشتے کو چھوڑ. فرمایا کہ حضرت والا رحمۃ اللہ علیہ سینگ کہ this will be achieved through how you have to go through a شیخ، through a صاحب طریق، صاحب اصلاح and صاحب طریقت شیخ، you have to go towards him and then you have to make اصلاح. He will disconnect your connection with the nafs and he will make your connection with Allah Ta'ala. So this is the way to achieve this one. In the next couplet as well, he is saying کہ خاک ہو جائیں گے قبروں میں حسینوں کے بدن، یعنی دیز وومن اور دس کین بی اور امراض دیز وچ وی آر ڈائنگ آن ٹو ڈے، دیز ول بی گوئنگ ٹو دا قبر اینڈ دے ول ٹرن ان ٹو یعنی ڈسٹ، یعنی دے ول بی ٹرننگ ان ٹو ڈسٹ. سو وی شوڈ اوائڈ ڈائنگ آن دس ون اینڈ rather than going to these ardi dilbar which are temporary, we should be dying on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this will make our lives more pleasant and more beautiful. And I make another tarmeem on this one based on Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh malfooz. It was ardi unke distemper ki khatir, yani the hasina, though they are looking beautiful to you at this moment, but they are actually, as you mentioned before, they will convert into dust. And Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh used to say earlier that گوبر کی تشتری پہ چاندی کا ورق ہے، گوبر کی تشتری پہ چاندی کا ورق ہے، وائٹ کلر کے حسن سے دھوکہ نہ کھائیے. یعنی دیر از انسائڈ اسٹمک اینڈ انٹسٹائنز دیر از آل یعنی سم تھنگ یعنی وچ از ناٹ پلیزنٹ ٹو اس اور یعنی وچ وی ڈونٹ لائک، بٹ آن دا اونلی آن دا ٹاپ دیر از اے وائٹ کلر آن وچ وی آر ڈائنگ اینڈ آن آل دیز آر ٹیمپرری. ان دا نیکسٹ کپلے والا رحمۃ اللہ علیہ سنگھ، جانے کب آ جائے رب سے تجھ کو پیغام اجل، راہ گم کردہ نفس کو اس کی گمراہی سے موڑ. یعنی دا ڈیتھ وی ڈونٹ نو وین اٹ ول اپروچ اس، وین دا کلیمپ ڈاؤن آن اس فار ڈیتھ ول بی دیر. سو وی ڈونٹ نو ہاؤ لانگ وی ول بی لیونگ اور سروائیونگ. سو ایز سون ایز پاسبل وی شوڈ اسٹرائیو ٹو میک اوور کنیکشن وتھ اللہ تعالیٰ اینڈ میک یعنی اور نفس اصلاح نفس، ایز مولانا واز سینگ ارلیئر دیٹ to earn yani to achieve kamil iman in all areas, yani as you mentioned in the aqaid, ibadat, muamalat, muasharat and akhlaqiyat. You already mentioned, I think muamalat, muasharat, akhlaqiyat, yes. So all these points, all these we should encompass to strive. We all should strive to become kamil deendar. This is the actual definition of deendar, to encompass all these five aspects of deen. تو نے جو رب سے کیا تھا عہد و پیمان ازل، ہی از ریمائنڈنگ اس آف دا پرومس وچ وی میڈ ان عالم ارواح وتھ اللہ تعالیٰ، الستو بربکم قالوا بلا، وی آل سیڈ اور ارواح سیڈ یس اللہ تعالیٰ، یو آر اوور سسٹینر، یو آر اوور رب. سو ہی از ریمائنڈنگ اس دیٹ یو ہیڈ میڈ اے پرومس ارلیئر اینڈ ڈیو ٹو نفس دشمن اور اینیمی نفس ڈونٹ میک یعنی what will be the correct word to defy the promise? Don't defy the promise which you make earlier due to nafs only, which is your dushman, which he is your enemy. So don't defy any Allah commandments or Allah's promise due to your nafs. And you should strive to make himmat-e-mardana, yani you should have himmat and you should strive more hardly to attain love of Allah Ta'ala and try to make islah-e-nafs from your side, so that you should not be like a fox in the way of Allah Ta'ala. This way is called, Hazrat Wala Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say, رِجَالٌ لَا تُلْهِهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكِرُ اللَّهِ. Hazrat Wala Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say that this rasta, this tariq, or this is tariq for which we are taking you through, this is for Rijalullah. Allah Ta'ala used to call them Rijal, used to call them Rijal. So we should strive and make our efforts like Rijal, not like a fox or like a woman or a transgender. We are men, so we should strive more hardly to achieve what we are trying to achieve in terms of love of Allah Ta'ala and Islahi Nafs. And the last couple of Allah Rahmatullah Alayhi is saying, Deen jiska hai usi par asra akhtar karo. Deen jiska hai usi par asra akhtar karo. Kaam jiska hai usi par apni sab fikro ko chod. Yani we are thinking, always thinking, if we go to here, if we go to ijtima, if we are going to this, how the other things will happen, or if we are even running madrasa, how these things will, how the worldly matters will be, how the money will be coming in. So Allah is giving nasiha that this deen is of Allah Ta'ala. He will be giving you, yani he will be giving me nasrullah, yani he will give you help. So you should try to don't think of worldly affairs only, and because this deen is for Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's deen. So he will try to help you everywhere. So you should leave all your fikr and humum to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and he will inshallah Ta'ala bring you out of all these humum and worldly matters inshallah Ta'ala. Jazakumullahu khairan.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Alhamdulillah munshi al-khalq min adami thumma as-salatu ala al-mukhtar fil qidami مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحمي يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم صدق الله المولانا العظيم. We take this opportunity today to talk about رسول الكريم صلى الله عليه وسلم certain aspects. And the whole object of that is to bring the love, to increase the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our hearts. The love of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is in every mu'min's heart. If it wasn't there, we shouldn't have come here. Because of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the connection and the love that we have for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are dressing according to deen, we try our best, our beards, our kurtas, our topis, the women with their burqas, etc. We perform our namazes, it is all, and the sunnahs that we try and follow, whichever little bit sunnahs we have got, but that is all because of the love that we have in our hearts. but it is a great, great, great honor to try and increase this love. And that is the basic point that we should have. Maulana Musa Kaji just sent me an email, also explained to me, a person in France, he says he went to a coffee shop and next to him was a bearded person. So he asked that person, are you a Muslim? So he told, no, I'm a Jordanian Jew. And then he said that I'm writing a thesis, I have to prepare a thesis. So he says, on what? He says, like on extremism of Islam. So this Muslim person laughed and said, because we know there is no real extremism, there is just what they have created in their minds, and they are just fighting an enemy which does not exist. There is no extremism. But anyway, he said, what was your finding? He says, my finding after 5 years of research is that you can kill a Muslim, you can kill his, you can break down his masjids, you can break down the governments of the Muslims, you can kill his whole family. There won't be so much hurt as if you just say one thing against the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That they cannot tolerate. That is the thing. And he says the only time we can finish the Muslims is when we kill the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam from their hearts. And this is the effort which they are doing by bringing all their new ways of life, replacement of every sunnah, in place of the kurta, the shirt, in place of the miswak, the toothbrush, all these things, many, many things, they have replaced all these things. When they make their bed in the morning, they dust it and clean it. In that at night, they just go and sleep in it. Whereas our tariqah is, at night you must dust it. You clean it in the morning, you fold your blankets, whatever it is. But at night you dust your bed. Everything, they have replaced it with something else. So we have to bring the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alive also. And very, very important, which we will take the opportunity, that in our hearts, how we can cultivate more and more the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. This is, if we have that love, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum say, the greatest joy we got after accepting Islam in our life was when we heard from Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-mar'u ma'a man ahab, that a person will be with who he loves. A Sahabi said on one occasion to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that, oh Allah's Rasul, you are Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are Imamul Anbiya, you are Imamul Rusul, you are so high. We are Sahaba, and the Anbiya, and the Rasul of Allah, the Imam of all the Anbiya, how high your position will be. And whenever we want to, we are sitting in our homes, and we are discussing, or whatever we are doing, then just that thought comes, my Nabi, we come to the masjid, we make ziyarat of you. We see you, and we feel content again. But in Jannat, your position will be so high. So how will be? Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, al-mar'u ma'a man ahab. A person will be with whom he loves there. So that love, how much we can acquire it. Also from this waqiyah, we can see for ourselves that the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum were in Madinatul Munawwara. They were with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many of them used to make all their namazes in Masjid al-Nabawi, though there were other masjids, some used to make there, who stayed a little bit further. But whenever they had the desire, they could come and see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Does that desire come in us that we even think of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Our whole day, 24 hours pass. And if we can go to Madinatul Munawwara. It is a little bit of an effort, getting the visa, all the preparation. But at least we read one Durood Sharif. The thought of Nabi alayhi salam, who you love, a person thinks of his beloved automatically all the time. You don't have to tell him to think of your beloved. Naturally, the beloved's thoughts come naturally into a person. And so this year should have been a natural thing. We'll check ourselves. There is the love of Nabi Ali. If that was not there, we should not have been Muslims today. It is because of this love of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the thing is, we have to try and nurture it more and more. Let it increase all the time. Nabi Ali salatu wa sallam is the greatest gift Allah Ta'ala has given us, which Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran Sharif himself, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ.
إذ بعث فيهم رسولا منهم. That Allah has made manna as great ihsan kiya. Allah has given us a great favor, shown a great favor. A favor, what is a favor? That if your wages is something else, you work, you deserve your wages, you have to be paid. A favor is you didn't do anything. You didn't work, you didn't ask for it, you haven't got a desire for it, and somebody gave you something, that's a favor. So, and Allah's favor. And what is the favor of Allah? Is ba'atha fihim. Then when Allah sent amongst them, there also we have to give a lot of thought that what was the condition of mankind. What was the condition of mankind in the whole world? At that time it wasn't only in Saudi Arabia or in Hijaz, Muqaddas, that things were really, really rotten and haywire. As ulama have explained, before Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the last Nabi to come was Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And roughly a period of about 600 years passed, when there was now no more any Nabi, any reformer or anything. So much so that one person, was it Salman al-Farisi, radiallahu ta'ala, one Sahabi, he came in looking for guidance. So the rabbis and the priests of the Jews and Christians told him that the last Nabi will appear in Yathrib, in Madinatul Munawwara. Go there and wait for him. And things were gone to the lowest. We know our outside physical things, our house, don't clean it for one day, what's the condition? Our garden, don't maintain it, what's the condition? Our bodies, don't wash it, don't take a bath. Our clothes, don't wash them. We know what it becomes of them. And more the inside. Unfortunately, today we are worried of the outside things. Our cars must be serviced, etc. But our bodies must be cleaned, our houses must be cleaned, all this has to be done. But much, much more important than that, the heart has to be cleaned also. And the dirt that comes, all the time dirt is falling. Continuously in the air, there is dirt. And Allahu Akbar, Allah's system is so great that, for example, we're breathing in air all the time. Allah has kept the filters here. The hair in the nose are the filters. And when Allah made it five times a day, you must clean your filters. You blow your nose, you are cleaning your filter. Then what we eat, etc., or even air goes in our mouth. And that dirt also collects. So in the wudu, you must gargle also. And you take out all the dirt. And in the, for example, you slept whole night. All of us experience it. In the morning, you go and make miswak. And then you see, or you just, your lips, and you get that slime like, and very slippery and that, but that is all dirt, that is not supposed to go in. So all the time this dirt is there. More than that, dirt is falling on our heart also all the time. Love of dunya, all the time. Greed, malice, hatred, all these things come all the time. And the love of the way of the kuffar, which is also to break us from the sunnah. And we just have to look around in our own homes, our children, what they're dressing, hairstyle today. Yeah, a person will come to namaz also, he's got topi on, mashallah, big jubba, everything. But if you just ask him to lift his topi, you see a funny hairstyle there. Many of us who keep beards also, but not according to sunnah. The beard also is a fashion thing. That how other people just keep a little bit beard here on the chin, or just a little, a French beard, or an Arab beard, it covers the whole place, but it's not a first length, etc. All fashion and customary things. So for all this, an effort is required all the time. So we have to, and the more we will bring the sunnahs and the tazkirah, talking about Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the more this will come into our lives. So we have to make this effort all the time. As we understand for dunya's things, for deen's things also, we have to make this effort continuously. And this islah has to be done on every aspect of our life. When you take a car for service, you don't just tell him only change the engine oil. Don't worry about the spark plugs. Don't worry about anything else. No, if you just do one aspect, it's not going to be sufficient. You have to do everything, whatever is required. You have a minor service, you have a major service. All that has to be done. You turn 40, doctors say you must go for a checkup, though there is nothing wrong, but just go for a checkup. And every 5 years you must go. Then they tell you every year you must come. Then every 6 months you have to come. For all this we require this, and for our deen, and for our debt, no service, no checkup, no nothing. How can that be? And then as in the Ash'ar it came, if that final moment come when Allah calls you, for ajal, forever and ever Allah calls you away. And we were not prepared. And we get that big knock at that time. When we were not prepared, we are still full of gunas. We didn't make tawbah of our gunas. How many of us are such? We are not aware of how many gunas we are in. Also, as in the Ash'ar it was explained, that daman shaykh ko pakar. Hold on to the teachings of your shaykh. And give up the way of your nafs. A person might be making tahajjud namaz. Nobody knows. He's alone in the house. And he's quite happy. I'm doing it with sincerity for ikhlas. But it might be he's doing it for his nafs. Just to feel happy that I make tahajjud. I'm pabund on my tahajjud. We are doing it for our nafs. We're not doing it for Allah Ta'ala. There may be many other things. A person is so particular of takbir-e-ula. And he comes takbir-e-ula. But why he's doing it? Not even to show people. But that I'm happy. And what you have to do? For Allah's happiness. That Allah must be happy. This is a thing. Ikhlas is such a thing. There is no end to the limit of ikhlas. Now you did not to show anyone or anything. But you might be doing it for your zikr we make. And this is a common thing. When a person for the first time starts his zikr, he's very regular with his zikr. And he enjoys his zikr. But now he's doing it because of the enjoyment. That he's also doing for his nafs. He's doing it for his enjoyment. Then Allah tests him and Allah takes away that enjoyment for a while. Now he comes with the excuse, I don't get time anymore. I'm very busy. I've started something else. I don't get time. Actually, you're not getting that enjoyment anymore. So we have to do it for Allah's pleasure. And in fact, Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi has explained that ibadat which a person does without gaining enjoyment is superior than that ibadat in which you gain enjoyment. Because the ibadat you're doing in which you gain enjoyment, it may well be that you are doing it for the enjoyment you are getting. You're giving very nice adhan, people are praising your adhan, your bayans, etc. So when people praise you, you get happy, your nafs gets happy. You might be doing it for that, not doing it for Allah's pleasure. So may Allah bless us with that, since this nafs is a terrible enemy. Worse than shaitan also. In every aspect, shaitan, who made him go astray? Not another shaitan came, his nafs made him go astray. Shaitan is not on the back of a person all the time. Nafs is with you all the time. And nafs is ammara bisu. Not only amara bisu, but ammara. Continuously it's telling you to do evil. So this is our great, great enemy that we have to be on our guard. Anyway, Allah tabaraka ta'ala has blessed us. Manna, laqad manna Allah. Allah made this great ihsan on us. This great favor, which we did not deserve also. Which we did not ask for also. And what is that favor? It's ba'atha fihim. And when Allah sent amongst them. And from there we went on to all these things. All the Sahaba before Islam. Many of them, they were gone on many different lines, but there were those Sahaba who did no wrong in their whole life also. Even before Islam, really they were pure and clean. Among them, Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, all Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and this incident, which we also narrated, but it was not correct that Hazrat Umar buried his little baby girl before accepting Islam. It was not Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. That is also the propaganda of the Shias to make Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu bad. They say that he did that. This was somebody else. Hazrat Umar narrates the incident of that. But he did not bury. He was, Allah kept them pure of liquor, of many things. These great people, Allah kept them pure of these things. But generally, the world at large, in what were they? In what type of idol worship? The worst stupidity you can get in the world is idol worship. You make your God with your own hands. And then you worship your own God. You made it. You not made yourself also, Allah made you, and you make an idol, and now you worship the idol. There couldn't be anything more stupid than that. That idol, if you made it sit, it just sits. It can't stand up, it can't do anything. You may put it on the side, it's just on the side. You put food for it, it can't eat it. Flies will come and eat, mice, rats will come and eat, but the idol can't, and you worship that. And you believe that that thing is giving me my rosy. That thing is giving me rain. That thing is giving me my children. That thing is maintaining me. That is the worst. And in view of the fact that Allah has imbued every person, as in the Ash'ar we read, that Allah took the promise of Alast. Azal, Alastu bi Rabbikum. Am I not your Rabb? Rabb, the one who creates you, the one who nourishes, sustains you, the one who sees to every need of yours. It's no other than Rabbul Alameen. Allah Rabbul Izzat. And you leave Allah one side, which every person, even if a Nabi had not come to us, we should, Allah made it, gave us our brains and put His signs in the heavens and the earth. Everywhere Allah Ta'ala put His signs that we must recognize Him. And then Allah sent about 124,000 Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam. And the king of all the Anbiya, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who continuously called people to Allah, obedience of Allah. And what examples he gave, and what he cried at night for the ummah, for everyone. And what a band of people he produced, the Sahaba-i-Kiram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, that in actual fact the Malaika envied the Sahaba, that what stages they had reached. So what a great ni'mat Allah blessed us of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. But at the same time also let us think, do we even think one time of our Nabi? Do we send one durood a day on our Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam? So this we have to cultivate. This is a great thing. This is such a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala that the people of the past, a woman of the Bani Israel, she says when she heard about this ummat, the Nabi is the Nabi, this is the ummat. When she heard of this ummat, how fortunate, how great, how honorable the ummat is, then we can imagine what the Nabi, the leader of this ummat, what is his position by Allah Ta'ala. When she read about this ummat, how, what their position is, she said, and their lifespan will be very short, 60 to 70 years average their lifespan. If I had to be born in that ummat, my whole life I will spend in one sajda making shukr to Allah. How much shukr do we make? On a daily basis, at least one time a day, oh Allah, you made me of the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. And further today, add to that, you made me from Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And you made me from one of the four Imams. Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Shafi'i, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, Imam Malik rahimahullah. You made us from them. And then you gave our connection with ulama'i haqq. For the vast majority of us, it is who we interpret as ulama-i Dioban. You connected us with them. The true ulama with the proper aqaid, completely balanced. Hazrat Qari Muhammad Tayyib Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, on one occasion gave a whole lengthy bayan, and his bayans used to be 2.5-3 hours. And he explained that how a Dioban Maslak is perfectly the middle path. Not on the one extreme of bringing bid'at into deen, all innovations. Not on the other extreme of the Ahl-e Hadith and Salafis, that this is bid'at, taking out this from deen, taking out that from deen. But the perfect middle path, the great respect of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam, and the great love of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam, ulama-i Dioban have got. And on the other side, the people are involved in bid'at. And they've made Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they've raised him to the position of Allah Ta'ala. They believe he's hazir nazir, he's present everywhere, etc. He's alimul ghaib, he knows all the things of the unseen. Away from that also. And from the other side, these other people who say there's nothing like tawassul. That you can't, the means of Nabi sallallahu, the medium of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are not asking from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but we are making the medium that, oh Allah, the love you have got for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his honorable position, that accept my du'as. Oh, we are standing at Rawza-i Mubarak, where Allah's rahmat is coming down in torrents and torrents it's coming down. That, oh Allah, by me being present in this honorable place, accept my du'as. I'm by your Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. One time somebody was training Maulana Rashid Ahmed Gangohi rahmatullah alayh. That was in those days when there weren't electric fans, hand fan. So that person asked that in the qabr, if you are next to a pious person, you are buried. How can that help you? You in your qabr, he's in his qabr. So he asked this person who is fanning, for who is he fanning? He said, for you. He said, aren't you also getting the wind? So he said, yes, I'm also getting the wind. All who are around get that wind. So just be, to be in the company, to be close to the righteous and pious, Allah's rahmat that comes down is for everyone. Only thing, make sure, and inshallah, we don't have to worry, it's not there. But only nifaq, hypocrisy. A kafir won't come to a gathering like this, but a person who might be a munafiq, he might come. That nifaq will block that, we won't get the benefit. So inshallah, we all have got in our hearts also true iman, a weak iman, but it is there. We genuinely, we believe in Allah. And we accept Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We accept the life of the qabr, the life of akhirat, though we are very weak, so that it will definitely benefit us. So this Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's position is so high, that the anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam were prepared to forego their nabuwat. Nabuwat is what a high position to be in the ummah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And we are in the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. How much shukr do we make? So on a daily basis we should make the shukr also of the ni'mat of iman. And that is one prescription of dying on iman also. If we will make regularly shukr, wala in shakartum la azidannakum. Allah says, I will increase you all the time. So we should make regularly shukr. So Allah Ta'ala has put us in the ummah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which in itself is a great, great boon and blessing. As Allah has sent Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to us as our Nabi, and to be in the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a great, great blessing also. And no matter also how much shukr we make that Allah has blessed us with gatherings like this, many other also, mashallah, majalis take place, many other darul ulum, khanqas, all who are on the haq, and throughout the world they are. We have to make lot of shukr that Allah has blessed us with this year. And we also have to have that concern all the time. Just like our brother who is from Jeddah, where we know there is a lot of Salafism around there all the time. But in the middle of that Salafism, they are doing their work properly. It's carrying on everything. The fitnas, they are everywhere in the world today. We know whether it's a Shia fitna, whether it's a Qadiani fitna, whether it is any other fitna, they are there. Modernism, which is also raising its ugly head. It only looks beautiful from outside. Allah made Jannat and Jahannam also. And then Allah covered Jannat with all difficult things. So a person, Jannah doesn't look nice to a person. But you do those difficult things which are hard on the nafs. But you do them, you are in Jannat. And Jahannam Allah Ta'ala made and beautified it with all the temptations of nafs. And that a person likes, nafs likes to do those. But you do it and you are gone through into Jahannam. So today all this modernism also are things which appeal to the nafs. It appears right, logical, it's the right thing, we must go this way. But it's a very dangerous path. The Dajjal will come also. On the one hand, he will come with a rosy garden. And on the other hand, he will come with a fire. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what you see as a rosy garden is actually the fire. All those things that are temptations which you like, and you go for that, you will go into the fire. And the fire is actually a rosy garden. It is only on the outside of fire, those things which your nafs dislikes, which we don't like to do, getting up for Fajr early summer days, cold winter mornings, waiting for Isha till so late. Somebody says you're making Isha in Tahajjud time, you're making Isha so late, but that is the time you have to make it in that time. So all these things here, they are difficult on the nafs. Guard your eyes, guard your thoughts, guard your tongue. A person likes to just blabber, talk, make ghibat and do all those things. Look at other women, fantasize about them. This all the nafs like. But all that is the outside which looks nice and rosy. But inside is the fire of Jahannam. So Allah save us from all that. So Allah tabaraka ta'ala send this great Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to guide us, to show us the correct path towards Allah tabaraka ta'ala and towards the pleasure of Allah ta'ala. So we have to make lot of shukr. Allah Ta'ala loved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so much that wherever Allah addressed him in the Quran, Allah did not address him by his name, but by a pet name. Like for example, you have got your baby, and the baby's name is Muhammad Ahmad, but how many pet names you have got for your Nabi? So many for your baby. So many pet names you have got which you like to call whatever, all in all languages, what names they will call the little, my beloved one, my darling, my dolly, my what and what you will call your beloved. So Allah Ta'ala also referred to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with all his pet names. Allah Ta'ala, when Adam alayhi salatu wa sallam was making tawbah and istighfar and crying to Allah Ta'ala for the little error that he had made, Allah Ta'ala, for after 40 years, he made dua in the wasila of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala immediately accepted his dua. And Allah Ta'ala said, "Oh Adam, how do you know of Muhammad? That he is from you, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But he will only appear in the world long, long after you." So Nabi Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wa sallam said, "Oh Allah, when you created me and on your arsh I saw La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah inscribed there. And whose name? La ilaha illallah. Allah is there right at the end. And the second part, the first word, Muhammadur Rasulullah. So Allah and Muhammad, Allah put it together. Who I saw, Ba'adiz Khuda Buzurg, to he, Qista Mukhtasa. That whose name is joined with your name, I knew there is nobody more greater than him." So Allah said, that is 100% true. Though he is coming from your progeny, he will be the last Nabi. You are the first Nabi I am sending. But his position is the greatest. Allah Ta'ala, if we make dua in the wasila of Nabi Ali Salatu wassalam, Allah will accept our du'as also readily. And we must not shy away other people who tell us it's shirk to make du'a through the medium of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. Have no fear, there is no shirk. Great ulama and arifin, they have explained, and it is 100% correct. We are not worshipping Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We are not asking that you do this for us. We are asking that either you make du'a for us, and Nabi al-Hayy في قبره, is alive in his qabr, and he knows exactly whoever is around there and who comes and makes ziyarat and reads salam, who is reading, and he replies also to the salams of the people. So we ask him to make dua, or we ask by the blessedness of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this is also one great ihsan and treasure Allah has given the ummah which we don't use. That is, whenever we make dua, we take the wasila of a'mal also, wasila of durood sharif, of namaz, take wasila of the pious people and the most pious and the greatest Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Oh Allah, in the wasila of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, accept my du'as. By that, our du'as will be readily accepted by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala has given Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that great position. I was also explaining from where I went all year that between Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, about 600 years passed. So the people were at the lowest ebb. Lowest, they knew nothing of this dunya, values of dunya, morality, loyalty, friendship. All these things were almost not non-existent. But when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came, in a short period of 23 years of Nabuwat, what he transformed those people. That till today, just from the bottom of our hearts comes out, radiyallahu anhum, wa radu an, that Allah be pleased with them. Anyone, sahabi Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and really you'll see that the light lights up in your heart. The love of the Sayyidina Abu Bakr. What a man Allah produced. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who strikes fear till today in the hearts of every Shia, in the heart of every Jew, in the heart of every non-believer. The name of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu strikes fear and puts awe into them. What a band of people. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and all the galaxy of the Sahaba. What great people Allah Ta'ala had through Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from where to where in a period of 23 years. there is absolutely no doubt that from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam till the day of Qiyamah, there can be no other reformer, there can be no other teacher of morality, of values, of anything as great as Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah has made him our Nabi. But on our side, let us also think, do we even think, anyone who gives you, you are down and out, whatever, sometimes your daughter got an eye problem or something, and somebody came and they gave you some prescription, nuskha, that this will help. You did it, and it helped, and the eyes came normal. How much don't you appreciate your whole life? You were in hospital for 6 months. You lost your job also. You can't pay your rent. You can't pay your water and lights. No food for the children in the house, for the family. And somebody comes and put 100,000 in your hand. Go sort yourself out. How much don't you appreciate? Wallah, much more than all the favors what the whole world showed unto mankind. More are the favors of Nabi alayhi salatu. Through the medium and wasila of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah sent the Quran Sharif to us. There can be no greater kitab. There is no greater literature than the Kitabullah, the Kitab of Allah. From whichever point you look at it till today, not one dot has been changed. Not one zabar zair over a period of 1400 years, not one zabar zair has been changed. What a kitab Allah tabarak ta'ala. If you look at it and from another point of view, young children, 8 years, 10 years, hafiz the Quran. And they read the whole Quran from cover to cover. If that is not a miracle, what is it then? And when you hear the qiraat, a person who reads with tajweed and who reads correctly, and with the meaning also, Allah, it swipes you off your feet. Your legs start wobbling. And your legs fall apart. How the Quran describes everything. When a person reads in sab'a qiraat, and then how the beauty of the Quran he presents, Allahu Akbar. When the mufassireen start making tashri and the explanation of the meanings of the ayat. And like one alim when he was making bayan, he said, like, I'll now dive into the ocean and bring out pearls and jewels for you. I'll dive into the ocean of the Quran Sharif. And I'll bring out the pearls and jewels of the Quran Sharif. How our ulama, Hadrat Shaykhul Islam, Mawlana Shabbir Ahmad Usmani Rahmatullah Ali, great Allama Alu, many, many, we can't take the names, we can't memorize the names, and what word from one, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, and they will explain a whole life just on that, and they, you can't finish it. And the whole Quran Sharif, what a kitab, and on whom was it revealed? Tabarakalladhi أنزل الفرقان على عبده. That Allah sent this Quran on his banda. Subhan alladhi asra bi abdihi. Miraj, Allah Ta'ala took his Nabi. Allahu Akbar. What our Nabi and to the Wahi was not easy. Hadrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, her father, Hadrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, on one time when Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's head was resting on their thigh and Wahi came, they said, we feel as though our leg is going to break. The weight and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to take all that. Whenever Wahi came down, he had to wipe the sweat from his forehead. How heavy it was. Wahi kalamullah. When we hear the talk of a child, is the child's talk. A big person with that respect and somebody more greater. And we know that this person, how great. Rabbul Alameen, speaking to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And giving the duty that, ya your Rasul, balligh ma unzila ilayka mi Rabbi. Wa illam taf'al, fa ma ballaghta risadata. That convey this message to the people. And if you haven't, then you haven't fulfilled the rights of risalat of conveying the message. What a responsibility. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not just take this responsibility lightly, but completing his mission in Arafat, in Hajjatul Wada, he asked the Sahaba, Hal ballaghtu risala? Have I conveyed this mission, this duty Allah has given me? Have I done justice to it? Have I fulfilled it? And till today, Alhamdulillah, the Zaireen at Rozai Mubarak, they all say, Qad ballaghtu risala, wa addayta al-amana, wa nasahta al-umma, wa kashafta al-ghumma, fajazakallahu anna khayra. Fajazakallahu an khayram ma jaza nabiyan an qawmihi. وَرَسُولًا أَنْ أُمَّتِهِ. That may Allah reward you. You have done fully justice. That Nabi Allah Ta'ala has sent to us. How much are we fulfilling our respect, our side side of our duty with regard to our Nabi. How many sunnats do we practice upon? How many times do we send salawat and durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? If anyone is to say anything against Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, how much does it hurt us? Anyone makes a mockery of a sunnat, how does it hurt us? Does it worry us at all that somebody is making a mockery? The Sahaba, Allahu Akbar. For every sunnat, أَأَتْرُكُ سُنَّةَ حَبِيبِي لِحَاؤُلَاءِ الْأُمَقْحُمَقَى. Must I give up one sunnat of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for these stupid idiots? Eh, for the other people today, we regard them, we shy away to act on sunnat because this, what the people will say, what this person will comment, what he will remark. But what the iman and love for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was. So that we have to bring into us. And then the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Ta'ala had given him that great and honorable position. That Allah, who is Rabbul Alameen, who is the great Khallaq-e Azeem, Khallaq-e Aleem, what is the creation of Allah? Hey, today we find that astronomers, so for example, they will go into astronomy, all the stars they will study, and they admit that we haven't touched the tip of the iceberg of how many stars and galaxies and what there is in the sky. Allah is the creator of all that. The sun and the moon, the other major planets, Mars, Venus, all that. Then the earth Allah has created, this air Allah has created, time Allah has created, life Allah has created, death Allah has created, the life of the qabr, the life of akhirah, jannah, jahannam. What a khallaq-e azim, what a creator. And then in the earth, how many insects, how many animals, how many human in one human being, how many organs. And Allah personally himself, he has created it, he looks after it, he maintains it. We cannot. That great Allah is saying, "Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'ala an-nabi." Is sending durood on Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And continuously Allah is sending durood. The malaika are sending continuous durood. They know the position of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam. فَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ فِي خَلْقٍ وَفِي خُلُقٍ وَلَمْ يُدَانُوهُ فِي عِلْمٍ وَلَا كَرَمٍ. That Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam surpassed all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. If we have to put an example of a race taking place, running race, then when the other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam were at the starting point, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was already at the winning post. Eh? So just to understand that what the position of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and the cultivation of this iman and this love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, the more we will talk about it, the more we will read about it, the more we will discuss it, and the more we will read durood sharif, the more we will practice sunnahs, the more this love will increase. And this is a vital, vital factor of our iman. The more we have this love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the stronger our iman on every aspect of deen. Whether it is Quran Sharif then, whether it is on the faraiz which Allah has made, or everything, the character and model of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah Ta'ala says, he has, and then Allahu Akbar. Allah has added us to Allah himself, what he is doing, and the malaika. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wasallimu taslima. Let us all read durood inshallah. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. Allah ordered us to read durood. The more a person reads durood, Allah Akbar, his position. Inna awla nasi bi yawm al-qiyama aktharuhum alayya salatan. The person who will read more durood will be more closer to me. It is mentioned that the person who reads the most durood will get his palace by being a neighbor of Nabi alayhi salatu. What more can we ask for? What more can we do? Just by reading, and to read durood sharif while we are sitting down, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we are getting up, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Going in the car, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Under our breath. Every time we can be reading durood, the more we read durood, Allahu Akbar. One time durood, Allah Ta'ala himself sends 10 duroods on that person. With our stinking mouths, we are not fit to read durood also. With our dirty hearts, and we are reading durood, Allah, who is Subhan, pure and clean, he is sending 10 duroods on you. And 10 and durood is rahmat of Allah, but the special rahmat of Allah. One is you're giving everyone presents, whatever it may be, you're giving everyone 50 rand, but for you, special, 500 rand. or whatever else it might be, something special. These are the special from Allah Ta'ala. Every time you read durood, Allah raises your position in Jannah by 10. 10 sins of yours are forgiven. 10 of your 10 good deeds are recorded with your good deeds. And 10 malaika make dua for you. You get the reward of freeing 10 slaves. What great rewards they are in reciting durood sharif. But how much do we do? Allah forgive us and Allah guide us. And if this love can be created, this is our source of najat in this world also, in the akhirah also. Whenever any calamity, any difficulty, any hardship falls us, read durood sharif and see then what, how Allah's rahmat comes down. But if we all our problems, Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi has written that problems we are in, the ummah at large, and individuals, families, communities, persons, we're facing problems all the time. And we are worried, we are perplexed, the stress that we're going through, the tension that we are going through. It is one simple reason that Allah's rahmat is not there. And why is Allah's rahmat not there? We, so to say, chase the way Allah's. We got a TV there. What we got on our cell phone, whether it's off also, but what things are stored in the cell phone, etc. And then what lifestyle we have got from morning to night. All different type of things. Birthday parties have become so common for every person. We, in the name of walima, what and what is not taking place? Videoing is taking place. Music is carrying on. All these things are taking place in the name of deen. In many other types of jalsas also. It's a jalsa, Islamic jalsa. But lot of other wrong things are taking place. So Allah's rahmat, how can it come? It comes in the hadith sharif that if there is a photo in a house displayed, then the malaika on those main nights like Shabi Qadr, the night of power, or the special occasions, malaika don't enter that home. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, in explanation of this hadith, he writes, maybe one member of the family, in his one room, he displayed one photo, and the whole household is deprived of Allah's rahmat on those big, big nights. Because of that. And today photos are so common on everything. Your key ring has got the photo of your wife. And that also when she's dolled up, and she's smiling, and all your friends are looking at it. How dangerous, isn't it? But when shaitan blinds a person, then a person cannot see. And how Allah Ta'ala explains, may Allah bless us. La amruka innahum lafi sakratihim ya'mahun. Allah takes the qasam of the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. These people in their stupor, in their blindness, in whatever they are involved, they are blind. They are completely blind. Today we see that, not only youngsters particularly, but many people with the cell phone, who is coming and who is going and what is happening, you don't know, you are in another world completely. And you are looking perhaps at what and what things on there, but you are just oblivious of everything. How many people in what gunas, but they don't even realize we are in guna. Allah reward our shaykh, jazahumullah khair, rahimahumullah, that the guna of the eyes, we did not even think of it as a guna. So we don't make tawbah of it also. And how many of us still who are involved in ghibah, bed fighting, in lying, in swearing, anger, and we don't make tawbah. We justify ourselves that when the person does this, what do you do then? So if you don't get angry, what else don't you do? And whereas when Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was reprimanding one slave of his, and he raised his voice, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appeared on the scene and he was not aware. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Siddiq and anger like this, the two cannot go together. When he saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, I free him for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. So how many things we are involved in, but when we are so embroiled in it, we don't even realize we are doing wrong. We don't think we are doing wrong. Fortunate is that person, and in what afiyat, Allah brings us to our senses. Now this November, December period is here. People are planning to go for holidays where and where. And we're justifying it all. And we know what is there, what is at the holiday places. The nudity that is there, the evil that is taking place there. You're not going to be listening to it, but the music around there is so loud. That how can you save yourself from it? And you go and put yourself in that place. You're going to the beach, you're going to look after your eyes. But how can you? On the beach, How can you look after your eyes there? So all this year, we don't realize we are doing wrong. And today we are paying to go to Jahannam. Wherever today, how many seminars are held where we know the person is totally off the line and we are paying so big amounts to it. We're going for these holidays and we are paying to go to Jahannam. All how many other things that we are paying where today, that is what is a democracy. That a person, freedom, democracy, freedom, which is that you pay for your path to Jahannam. Today this is what we have fallen into. And all this will come simply right if we start bringing the tazkirah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We have a kitab of Sirat read in our homes daily. And we see what was the teachings of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Look at Nabi Ali Salatu Wasallam when his miraculous birth. What miracles Allah Ta'ala had manifested at the time of the birth of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. His childhood, when he went with Halima Sa'adiya radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and there what miracles on the journey. As soon as she took Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam in her hand to take him, all she saw the miracles of Allah Ta'ala. Her camel, which was the slowest and lacking behind when they were coming, was the fastest when they were returning. Her camel which was dry, no milk, had the most milk after that. What miracles are in the childhood of, in the youth of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. The people of Makkah who came out to be his worst enemies, they had no other way but to say As-Sadiq Al-Amin. When they had a great dispute of who should put the Hajar-e-Aswad on its place again, and when they decided the person will come the first in the morning, and it was Muhammadur Rasulullah, Ahmad-e-Mujtaba, Muhammad-e-Mustafa, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu, and all said Jal Sadiq, Jal Amin, he is the rightful person. They were all united on that. This is the position of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and nobody else. And they all, what was going to turn out into a huge war, and that war would have carried on. Every tribe wanted the honor that they must put the Hajar-e-Aswad. And which Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, that he put a sheet and he put the Hajar-e-Aswad and he said the leader of every tribe pick it up. What a solution. That everyone became happy. The saam bhi mare aur laathi bhi na toote. And what a solution he presented. And that was throughout his life. That was the Shariat he has given us. That wonderful way of life. And then when he got married to Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a young man of 25, marrying a widow of 40. And she proposed marriage when she saw the honesty, the great, great noble qualities of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. And then Allah Ta'ala blessed them with such great children. Hey, the four famous daughters of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. Hazrat Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala anha, Hazrat Ruqayya radiyallahu ta'ala anha, Hazrat Umme Kulsoom radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and Hazrat Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And Hazrat Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha, the beloved daughter of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whose walking was like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who was so much like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the first person to meet me after I leave the dunya will be Fatima. And she passed away just after Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. But Zainab is also the daughter of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, also the beloved daughter of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and so is Ruqayya, and so is Umme Kulsoom, and so is Hazrat Khadija radiyallahu ta'ala. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on many occasions, how we should think of Hazrat Khadija radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha should say, what are you thinking of her so much? Said, she is the one who supported me when there was no support for me. She consoled me when wahi came to me and I was broken. Hey, wahi was very heavy, and she consoled me, and she gave everything out of hers for the deen of Islam. How can I ever forget her? Her favors upon me, her kindness for the deen of Islam. Allahu Akbar. And then the two fathers-in-law of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, their daughters married to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he should see Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, his daughter coming, then he should stand up in respect. Ja'at ummi, ja'at ummi, my mother has come. She's his daughter. But how is she the mother? She's the wife of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wazwajuhu ummahatukum. And the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are your mothers. Hazrat Aisha is the mother of Hazrat Ali, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala. What a position. Who is Hazrat Abu Bakr? As-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala. In the earth he is Siddiq, in the heavens he is Siddiq. Allahu Akbar. What love between them. What connection they had between them. These were all the stars, the gloomy ashabika nujum. بأيهم اقتديتم اهتديتم. The Sahaba are the golden galaxy of the stars, the shining stars. Whoever you will follow, you will be guided rightly. This is our great Nabi. These are the great Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, and how they made effort for deen. How Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is sending Hazrat Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu to Yemen, the governor of Yemen, the Amir of government of Yemen. And he tells him that, O Mu'adh, when you return, possibly you will not meet me again, but you will pass by my qabr here. You will pass my masjid and you will pass my qabr. If mountains did not fall down on Hazrat Mu'adh's heart, what else? And Hazrat Mu'adh started crying, weeping. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, many times we go and give, console somebody, consolement when somebody, we ourselves start crying. We were supposed to console them, and now we need consolement. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned his face towards Medina, that Hazrat Mu'adh mustn't see the tears coming out of the eyes of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what sacrifices, and they went in the world. Today we cannot imagine, just draw a map, and see the Sahaba from Madinatul Munawwara, where they went till Indonesia, Malaysia, where they went till Cairo, they went right till Morocco, they went in the south, they went in the north, with air travel, air condition, food available all the time, everything, hotels booked before time. It's a burden for us, it's heavy for us to do those travels. And they went walking in the deserts. What kilometers they covered, it's unimaginable. We cannot fathom it. These were the stars, and these are our elders. هَاُولَاءِ أَبَائِ فَجِئْنِي بِمِثْلِمْ. These are my fathers. Bring me somebody like them. Show me somebody in the world who is like any of them. These were those great people. And then, Allahu Akbar. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, whether it's his private life, his public life, you talk about it, hidayat comes down. Noor comes down. Rahmat comes down. Whether he's leading the army in the battlefield, or whether he's at home with his, in his home, whether he's now sitting on the chair and making judgments between people, or whether he's taking the key of Baytul Mal and giving somebody to light their little light in their house, and giving them their rental and their food, like in our time, paying somebody's water and lights. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, at the service of the people, a child will come and take the hand of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and come and do this work for me, and he will go in. A slave will come and say that, come with me. And Nabi Ali, may Allah bless us with this. And our Nabi Ali salatu wasalam, may Allah make this a means that love which is present in our hearts, that it gets cultivated, it gets nurtured, it grows from strength to strength, and continuously to maintain it is also very easy. Durood Sharif, practicing on, and with this in mind, this is a sunnah of my Nabi Ali salam. When we sleep at night, put your palm under your right cheek and sleep, and keep in mind, this is how my Nabi salam. When you make miswak, this is how my Nabi loved miswak. My Allah loves miswak. When you step out with your left leg, this is how my Allah wants me to do it. This is how my Nabi taught me. So we are connecting with Nabi Ali. Who you think? Tanzilur Rahmah in the Dhikri Salihin. Allah's rahmat descends when you talk about the pious and the Imam of piety. When you will think about him, when you will talk about him, how much of a rahmat won't come down? When you enter your house, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The end also thing is the sunnah of my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. How much of rahmat won't come down? Problems that we have got in our houses, in our businesses, in our lives, absence of Allah's rahmat. And now all we have to do is bring the sources of Allah's rahmat down. Do those things which وَمَا أُبَرِّيُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِسُوءٍ إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي. مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي, the time in which Allah's rahmat comes. Go to observe those times when Allah's rahmat, the month of Ramadan, the Tahajjud time, Namaz times, Jum'ah, all those times. And the place where Allah's rahmat comes down. Haram Sharif, Haramain Sharif, Hussein, Baytul Maqdis, all these places where Allah's rahmat comes down. And wherever somebody is now, we are gathered talking about deen, Allah's rahmat is coming down in this place. So get that rahmat of Allah, go to those places. Today, alhamdulillah, every town, there are masjids everywhere. Wherever in the masjids, Allah's rahmat is coming down. Malaika are in great amounts present in the masajid all the time. Jamaat going in gush. In that places, Allah, wherever Allah's zikr is being made, the seven skies boast about that place. The seven earths at the bottom boast about that place that Allah's zikr is being made. So the places, the time, the places and the actions where Allah's rahmat comes down. We have to do those things. Make tilawat of Quran Sharif. Start reading, make istighfar, tawbah, durood Sharif. Third kalima you read, all that will bring Allah's. And when Allah's rahmat comes, then the lanat of Allah and the difficulties will just go away. But we have to have that yaqeen. Today we haven't got that yaqeen. If we have got that yaqeen, we will see. One sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that read the five surahs when going on safar. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. The full five surahs. And if you have a mishap in that safar of yours after you have read this, come and ask me on the day of Qiyamah. I take responsibility, I guarantee nothing can go wrong. So this is that yaqeen that we have to have. Today we lack that yaqeen. Just seven times Surah Fatiha and whatever disease you got is shifa. But we read it how many times today? People say we read this wazifa 1,000 times, 10,000 times. But we lack the yaqeen. That we have to develop. And that will also come the more we associate with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and many more things. Also, the more we will have this connection with Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam and durood sharif and sunnahs, then this world, the whole world is stinking. It's foul. It's dirty with the evil that is carrying on in the world. Hey, here we are in the masjid, Allah shukr. And had it not been for Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam this Sunday morning in December, where should we have been? Only Allah Ta'ala knows that we are here in the masjid. We are talking of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, and there is no doubt, as dirty and filthy as we are, and as I am, but Allah's rahmat comes down. And we are now engulfed in that rahmat of Allah. Had it not been for Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, where should we have been? So this all filth and dirt that is in the world, the foul smell that is coming, the evils that are taking place, one great remedy for that is zikr of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To talk about Nabi alayhi wa sallam, his various aspects of his life, any aspect of his life, and to read durood sharif, to bring his sunnahs alive, and see what this world, our lives will change, the lives of our families will change, the lives of the world will change, if that model as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his 23 years changed the whole world of the time. And today if we just bring that same model back, we have got لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. You have got a perfect example in the way of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we bring that back into our lives, we make it alive. When we make salam today, hello, hi, is very common. Assalamu alaikum on a message, ASLM. But Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. You can have it ready printed and you just add it to all your messages. You don't have to type it out every time. But all the short, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, SAW, when we write, that is no durood sharif. And to put it in such fine print that you can't read it also. Put it in such print that it can be read. And remember also that the Western world, even Muslim students who are studying at universities, they write thesis and they are told that whenever you take the name of Muhammad, don't write Sallallahu, you are taking up so much place. And for a Muslim, as long as your writing is there, Allah's rahmat is coming for you. And if specifically you are told that you must not write Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because you are writing a thesis and you are filling it up, half of your thesis is Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So you must not write it. So where is Allah's rahmat going to come? So we have to work towards this to bring Allah's rahmat. And zikr of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will create this love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the love of deen, and we'll gain the love of Allah ta'ala, and we will get the love of akhirat, the love of jannat. At-tajafi ani dari al-ghurur wal-inabatu ila dari al-khulud. We will be connected with akhirat. So this is a simple thing, and to love Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is no great deal. There are how many balanced people who are not Muslims? They have the utmost respect. Najashi, what respect he had for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Many other people also. So we also, we must try and develop that love. Increasing, it is there. Make shukr for it. And on a daily basis, make shukr. Allah will increase it also. In the ayah that I recited, I will just translate it. That لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ. A Rasul has come to you from amongst your own brethren. So appreciate it that a foreigner comes, another person from another community comes, you have your doubts, but he is from amongst you. He was born amongst you. He was born and he was grown up, and you saw his character, his life in privacy, his life in public, his life at the haram, his life at home, everything, his life with his wives, his life with his business people. You saw him properly. لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ. And what is another great quality? حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ مَا عَنِتُّمْ. It breaks him. Your difficulties breaks him. He can't see your sufferings. He finds it very hard to tolerate your sufferings. He can't see you. So how much feeling hasn't he got for you? And the greatest feeling, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was worried that how can everyone be saved from Jahannam? How can everyone be saved from the azab of Allah in this world also? In the time of mort also, in the qabr also, how can everyone, how he was worried. When people, he says, I'm like that person who is sitting by a fire. And when the fire is lit, all the moths and all the insects come and they fall in the fire. I try my best to push them away. And I pull you people by your waist to come away from the fire. What examples. How Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained. But you people force yourself and you want to fall in. Harisun alaykum ma'anittum. Azizun alaykum ma'anittum. Harisun alaykum, and he is desirous of all your good. He wants good to come for you. Bil mu'minina raufur rahim. And with the believers, he is most kind and most compassionate. And what. So that great Nabi Allah Ta'ala has sent to us, may Allah Ta'ala let us appreciate. And for now, just to summarize, increase our durood sharif, increase talking, hearing, reading about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our homes, everywhere. The more we talk about Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and the sunnats we bring in our lives, try from morning till night, from birth to death, from all the time, try and bring one sunnat into our lives. May Allah give us all tawfiq and guide us towards righteousness and accept from us, inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Our first announcement, inshallah, our Isra'i Jazda should take place at the Darul Ulum, will take place on the 4th, 5th and 6th of Jamaad al-Ukhra, which is the 3rd, 4th and 5th of March. So inshallah, we request all the brothers who are here also, this are the effort, fikr and concern for it, and make our du'as also, encourage our women folk also, that how can our own Islah take place in the Islah of the entire mankind, the Ummadis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the second thing is that inshallah, after the Salah, we'll be proceeding for meals, going downstairs. So as you know, that the masjid, downstairs is part of the masjid also, so we should have intention of i'tikaf, because it's not correct to eat in a masjid without having intention of i'tikaf. So we are all making intention now, inshallah, we have made before we have come for the program. So we have got intention. So inshallah, this door will be open after the Salah, and we should proceed downstairs for meals from this door, yeah, and not go outside the masjid. Because if we are going outside the masjid, then we are proceeding downstairs and we are coming back in the masjid, then our object is only eating. We are only coming into the masjid with the object of eating. So we should go for our meals from inside the masjid. We have already made intention of i'tikaf, we are performing our Salah. So our maqsad was not the food, the meal. The maqsad and the object was our ibadat. And then we are going thereafter to eat our meals. Besides the first two rows, I think, the back rows, which is out of the masjid, but the rest of the place is inside the masjid. So we are sitting also and have respect also for the and adab, the etiquette of the masjid, keep it in mind while we are eating. Like a rest of الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب رسولك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلنا ومن الماء البارد. اللهم استعملنا بسنته وتوفنا على ملته واجعلنا من حزبه. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا. اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا. اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا. اللهم اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم أصلح حالة أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاء، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.